Hello and welcome to the music section of the podcast. I think today we're just going to talk about what we've recently been doing in Friday music sessions and what we've got coming up very soon.
Yeah.
So on the 26th of November, we will have played at the Christmas turning on of the lights. We can talk about that as well. So we will have played at the turning on of the lights at Crediton Square. And then on the 23rd of December, which is this month when this podcast goes out, we are playing with the town band in Crediton Square. And then there's another one coming up next year as well, isn't there?
Is there?
There is. We've also been joined by Bradley today.
Hello.
Did you want to? It looked like you wanted to introduce yourself. No. Bradley has not been at the music sessions, but Rebecca and Link, you have. So, do you want to talk about what we've been doing in recent sessions?
The set list.
Yeah? For what was that, a Christmas?
For the turn on the lights.
Yeah. So what's on the set list?
Something about when Special Sparks is a five a day.
No what? Five a day?
I know the Special Sprouts song.
Oh, Brussels Sprouts! When Brussels Sprouts are
five a day.
What's it called?
I think that's what you call it.
Brussels Sprouts?
Yeah.
I think it's called Smells Like Christmas.
Yeah, it smells like Christmas.
But we always call it Brussels Sprouts for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Were you about when that song was written?
I can't remember.
No? You? Yeah. So you don't know anything about the background of that song? I think it's supposed to be like a Pope. You know the Popes?
Yeah.
And Kirsty MacColl. You know that song? The New York one.
The Alicia Keys.
No, the New York, the Christmas in New York one.
No.
The bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Better day on New York.
That's
Fairy Tale of New York. That's what?
I think that's was a Christmas, isn't it?
It is a Christmas song, yeah. So that's why it smelled like Christmas and stuff like that. Song. Do you know that song, yeah?
I think I heard that one on one of my Christmas CDs.
Yeah. It's on the radio and everything. Once a year.
Everybody. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, maybe. What else is on there?
Well, I know it's got... I don't know how to say it because I know it's beginning with M.
M.
Magic Christmas?
Melismatic.
Yeah, that's it. And turn on the lights.
Turn on the lights and realise. That's one of our new songs, isn't it? Do you want to say a bit about that song, how it was written?
What, they turn on the lights?
Yeah, do you remember how it was written?
Kind of a bit like I don't know, it just feels like about disabled people.
Yeah, go.
But we don't know what exactly it means.
We don't know what it means. Mm. I think we do. Do you remember how we started writing it?
No, I don't.
Do you remember, Nick? Were you there?
I can't remember now.
So we started by looking at the Disability Discrimination Act. Mm. Do you remember that? And then what we did was we took some of the words out, and the words we were left in made the words of the song. Do you remember doing that?
Yeah. I did it with you.
Maybe. Yeah. That's how that song started, so I guess that's what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we had a small group. I think it was me, you, was it Lewis and Josh?
Maybe.
Because we sat down by the table.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps.
The Lanskill School?
No, we did that bit up here, I think. Oh, well, there, we might have done some stuff up there as well.
Yeah.
Bradley, are you looking forward to joining the band?
Yeah.
What's that?
Your hair.
Oh, it's my hair. It does that. I like to play with my head a lot. So it ends up sticking up. Try. Is that better?
It looks great.
Thanks. Bradley, you're going to be joining us for music soon. You looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Have you been doing any music recently?
No.
But
I really missed it here.
Yeah? What are you looking forward to playing any instruments?
I'm looking forward to be singing again.
Yeah, you like singing, don't you?
Yeah.
I love singing.
You like singing. What do you like about singing, Rebecca?
It makes you so really comfortable.
Yeah?
Like standing by the mics.
Yeah?
And trying, singing out loud.
Yeah, you like doing that, do you?
Yeah.
Bradley, what do you like about singing?
Like, you can always try, like, different, like, ways to express yourself.
Yeah? Sure. What do you like about drumming?
I like everything about the drum.
Yeah.
Because I like making my own weapon up.
Yeah.
And
marching to the beat of your own drum.
Yeah.
You learned that one, did you? You learned that one.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't know what I like about playing guitar. I think I find it calming. Seeing as this is a Christmas special, or a Christmas episode, what's your favourite Christmas song, Rebecca?
My favourite Christmas song. I think it might be the Roasting Chestnuts by the Fire.
Roasting Chestnuts. I think that's called the Christmas song, isn't it? Or like Nat King Cole and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's that.
Yeah.
My grandpa,
yeah.
He loves singing to Bing Crosby.
Ah, Bing Crosby, yeah. He always comes out at Christmas time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What's your favourite Christmas? Do you like Christmas music?
My favourite Christmas song is Better Day of New York.
Which one?
Bad the Day of New York.
Oh, Fairy Tale of New York's your favourite. Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
Turkey, mistletoe.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
I can't remember like the the title.
Do you want to sing it a little bit?
I think I could like hum it.
Yeah, go. Is that Mariah Carey?
Yeah,
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Mine is. It's a toss up between.
Let me guess, it's the Christmas Wizard.
I was going to say that. Wizard or...
Bye, Sam.
That's I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, that one.
Yeah, so, I like that one too.
Yeah, I like that one. But I also like I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake, do you know that one?
No.
I believe in Father Christmas.
I don't know that one.
Not really that one? It's a good one.
Are you podcasting?
Yes. What's your favourite Christmas song?
My favourite Christmas song?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Something about kissing mummy for Santa.
No, that is not my favourite Christmas song, but my favourite Christmas song goes like this. It goes, Oh, holy night, the stars are shining brightly. This is the night of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my favourite Christmas song.
Thank you. Right. Thank you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Look after yourselves.
And also, my dad's favourite is Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Let It Snow, yeah, that's a good one. Alright, thank you. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye. Upon a Christmas in the North Pole. It was Christmas Eve. Father Christmas was counting his reindeer for his Christmas flight.
Let's see. Stephen, check. Squirrel, check. Noel, check. Mark, check. Donkey, check. Mac, check. George, check. And Sebastian. Sebastian, where's Sebastian? Have you seen Sebastian, George?
George doesn't know where Sebastian is. George thought he saw Sebastian outside. George is going to rest now.
Father Christmas turned to his trusty elf, Nathaniel, for help.
Nathaniel, have you seen Sebastian? Could you go look for him while I put the other reindeers in the stable?
An elf that speaks in street slang? What a load of nonsense.
Ahem. Are you reading this story or am I? No, where were we? And so, Nathaniel went in search for Sebastian. He goes into Father Christmas's gingerbread mansion.
A gingerbread mansion? Now I've heard everything.
Nathaniel looks up the chimney.
You're up there.
But there was no answer. He looks in the bedroom.
Are you dealing on under the bed?
He looks in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks in the lounge.
You're behind the TV, Bo.
But when he looks there is just another elf, hiding, looking up.
Why are they looking up?
Yes. So, Nathaniel goes to the kitchen in case Sebastian was grabbing a snack.
Yo, are you here?
But, guess what? There is no answer. Nathaniel decides to look outside. He meets Dave, the snowman. Dave is too cold to speak.
Well, he is a snowman.
All of a sudden, the snowman extends the twig that makes his arm and points it to the roof. Nathaniel looks up and sees Sebastian. He looks as cold as Dave. Has almost become an icicle, eh?
Help! Help! Get me down! I'm scared! Get me down!
Dave and Nathaniel bring Sebastian inside to Father Christmas, who is by the fire.
Warmth! Final!
But he's melting.
Next time I go up on a roof, I'm gonna bring a yada or a parachute.
Let's all have some carrot tea and then be on our way to deliver a present.
Well, that was a very interesting story.
Thank you for listening to our story. Merry Christmas!
Hello and welcome to the life section of the podcast. This is where we talk about things that have been happening in the news and that sort of thing. So, to start off, Soph, you had a bit of a... Cheers.
Sorry.
Cheers. Alright, start us off with this. That sounded like a champagne bottle.
Yeah.
What did you hear over the weekend, Luke?
Some diet.
Yeah.
Dug up a bones.
Did he?
From Donito.
Okay, what, a new kind of dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I meant to be a large one.
A large one?
A large one walked the earth.
A large one that walked the earth?
Yeah.
How many legs?
I don't know.
No? Ooh.
They have four.
Not all dinosaurs have four. T-Rex had two, but didn't he?
Yeah.
Some of them are two.
Yeah.
Like if it's walking with dinosaurs, they have four.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I did like that. That was quite a few years ago now, wasn't it?
Walking with dinosaurs.
Yeah, was it David Attenborough?
No, it's a children's DVD.
I don't know. I didn't think it was for children. I thought it was a documentary sort of thing.
I've got a DVD.
So I'm gonna head out now. So,
see you later, Jack.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool. So I got sent a tweet by someone. Well, I got sent a screenshot of a tweet which says MPs can now claim Christmas parties and decorations on expenses. 130,000 children will wake up on Christmas Day homeless. This isn't a fair system, it says. That's Howard Beckett at Beckett Unite. Thoughts?
What was the question?
So, I got sent this tweet that says MPs can now claim Christmas parties and decorations on expenses. 130,000 children will wake up on Christmas Day homeless. So, what do you think? How does that make you feel?
Expensive, like money?
Yeah, so MPs are. Do you know what an MP is?
No, I don't.
No? So an MP is a Member of Parliament. Like Mel Stride, yeah, for example, among others. So people that work, so politicians basically, can claim money for Christmas parties and decorations.
Okay.
So if they buy like stuff for parties and that sort of thing. And then they can claim the money back from the taxpayer. So people who pay taxes.
Yeah.
So they can claim money back from the taxpayer. So people who pay taxes, so like people who...
Like and, tax bills.
Yeah, and yeah. So they can claim...
So we're paying for their
parties. We're paying for their parties and decorations. Anyone who pays tax is doing that, which is pretty much everyone in some way or another. What do you think? Is that right?
Sounds great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's okay that they're claiming, so that the people that work for the government are claiming for their parties and that sort of thing when loads of children are going to be homeless.
Lib Dems.
Yeah,
that
or
any
kind of
party.
No, yeah, no, a party, not a political party, just parties.
Christmas parties.
Yeah, Christmas parties. So they can claim the money for that, whereas there's going to be loads of people. Loads of children homeless. 130,000 children homeless. What do you think? Is that good?
No, it's not nice to be homeless.
No? Anything else?
I know I haven't been into Exeter that much, but I do see several homeless men.
Yeah.
Sitting around in streets asking for money.
Yeah. So I can imagine they, people that are homeless are going to be quite cold. This God. Yeah.
Nowhere to live.
Exactly. So.
No job.
No. Well, maybe some homeless people have jobs. Like big issue sellers, for example. And I'm sure other people that are homeless and don't work for the big issue or have jobs. Just because you don't have a home doesn't mean you don't have a job.
No.
Does it? Does it?
Don't know.
I don't think it does. So, Crediton is doing something called Warm Spaces. So if you're cold this Christmas, come into have a look around Crediton, and there's loads of warm spaces to go into, teas and coffees, that sort of thing.
Ours is
on Monday.
Huh?
This Monday.
I think every Monday.
Oh, ours is every Monday in December. Anyone heard anything else in the news recently?
No.
No? cool. Well, that would probably do for that bit. So, Christmas. What's everyone doing for Christmas? Bradley? What are you doing for Christmas?
Not quite sure.
No?
This Christmas.
Just came too fast.
It does come on really fast, doesn't it?
Like, this year has just ended really fast.
But it feels like it only just begun, doesn't it?
It just began and then it just ended right as it began.
Yeah. It goes quicker and quicker.
Yeah,
it is a bit like that. The beginning of the end. The end of the beginning.
Like a
snap. It did snap like that, didn't it?
Like a pendant.
It's all about families and
like being a pendant.
And being I don't know. I think it's called like Thanksgiving kind of thing.
Thanksgiving is an American holiday in November.
Okay, and
but yeah, I see what being thankful for what you have.
Yeah,
definitely. It's all about giving as well, isn't it? Spirit.
Yes, something like receiving and forgiving.
Yeah.
Presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What's favourite Christmas film? Go.
My favourite Christmas film is can I actually remember what my favourite film is.
Next is favourite Christmas film.
Nine people can meet and help.
Yeah, Elf's good too. Nightmare Before Christmas is also like a Halloween film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Favourite Christmas film?
I don't know.
What's yours, Tom?
I don't really watch Christmas films. Gremlins. Gremlins is a Christmas film, isn't it?
Yeah.
It takes place at Christmas. There you go, Gremlins.
But I never watched it.
That's all it takes. Or Home Alone. Home Alone also takes it. Yeah. Home Alone, I reckon. The first one.
Yeah.
Is that a Christmas film?
Yeah, that's kind of it. It
takes place at Christmas, doesn't it?
Like the Stick Man.
The Stick Man.
It's kind of like a Christmas film.
Could be, couldn't it? Right.
How the Grinch stole Christmas.
Oh, I do like the Grinch. I do like the Grinch.
I did like Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Not anymore.
Oh. Okay, on that note, we've got a gig on the 23rd in Craddison, so come and see us then. I think that's it. Yes, 23rd of December, this month. Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Look after
yourselves.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Stop me.